Well, good morning. I hope you're having a great day today. It's Monday, March 17th, 2025. What is today? Well, it's St. Patrick's Day. And you may not realize these things about St. Patrick, but he was a 5th century missionary to Ireland, and he also was a bishop in Ireland. He was credited to bringing Christianity to parts of Ireland, and he was also associated with a few odd legends. Well, this is what Britannica says. According to one, he miraculously drove all the snakes of Ireland into the sea. That's very interesting. He is said to have used 3 leaflets of the shamrock to explain the concept of the Holy Trinity. I've heard that before. And then he reportedly raised as many as 33 people from the dead. I don't know about that. But just some interesting thoughts that I figured I would share with you today. And if you're wearing green, then you are free from the pinching that I know I received over my childhood years. Not so much as an adult, but the green kind of just, you know, it's something that we always have wore on St. Patrick's Day to avoid being pinched. All right. Not sure where that originated from, but I know there's some kind of historical element to it. But let me just really kind of dive into what I want to just discuss with you. And this is kind of brief. And, you know, it occurred to me last night. I was sitting in my bed and, you know, I could hear the kids playing around in the room. And, you know, Brooke was going back and forth and sweeping and doing this and doing that. And it was just the hustle and bustle of life, really. And in the midst of all that, God brought this thought to me, and I wanted to write it down, and so I did. And it involves staying in an ark. You know, I really believe that we have an ark mentality sometimes in the church. And I believe it's time for churches, and I believe it's time for Christians to get out of the ark. Now, you might be saying, okay, well, what constitutes an ark, you know? Well, we know that the biblical historical ark was in Genesis. We know it was very big, and it housed 2 of every kind of animal, and Noah and his family, and so forth. We know that Noah entered that ark, but we also know that he eventually left that ark. But there are symbolic arks too, my friends, and people stay in those symbolic arks for a long time. That kind of an ark is a barrier. And it provides comfort, it provides protection, it provides convenience. An ark is something that is lived in, walled up, and for shelter. An ark is something created by men for the purpose of isolation. And I believe that churches can become arks too. Some churches become arks when people refuse to go out into the community to spread the gospel and to reach others outside the church. And these churches become arks when the focus is more inward than outward. More downward than upward, more earthbound than heavenward. And there's not really a verse that I want to draw to your attention to, but I will say that, and I've been really having this in my mind a lot lately, but Matthew 28, especially 18 through 20, where it speaks of going and making disciples of all nations and teaching them, you know, that passage there is so foundational for the work of the church. I mean, you know, it originated as Jesus' instructions to his disciples. But we take that at face value today, and we believe as the church that it is still valid today. And I completely do. I believe that we've got to be willing to get out of our comfort zone. We've got to be willing to get out of our ark, if you will, and reach people. We can't wait for people to come to us. We have to be willing to reach people. We have to be willing to not just teach people, but disciple people. We have to be willing to help people understand that God has a purpose for them that is horizontal, where they go from not knowing Christ to making disciples. It's a process, and it might take some time, but it is the way that they must go. You know, and I've been talking about this on Sunday evenings for the past few weeks, and I'm going to tell you, it's really been eye-opening to me. It's really been encouraging. And I'm really getting a lot out of the book Simple Church from Tom Rainer and Eric Geiger. It really nails down and hammers out how churches can be more intentional, not just in being simple, but in doing the work horizontally that it should do. We're all in a process as believers that is transformational. It's transformative, you know, where we go from one level of spiritual maturity to another. Let me leave you with this thought here before we close. I know you got a lot going on today. It is March 17th, and we are approaching April very soon, aren't we? What is your ark, my friend? What is your ark? Whatever it is, it has become something you rely on in a source of safety and maybe even security. And it's not necessarily a building. I mean, it could be money. It could be a person. It could be a philosophy. It could be some kind of personal principle. Maybe you say, I'm a principled person. You know, I've got moral values. I've got things that I am not going to, deviate from. You know, things that I'm not going to violate. But if it is, you need to prepare to go out of that ark. And you need to prepare to go out of that ark in order to thrive and do the work God has called you to do. God wants not just his people to thrive. He wants his churches to thrive. And we thrive best when we follow God, when we worship God, when we put his name, his preeminence, you know, his worship, his word above everything else we do. And when it comes to people, when we put a focus not on attracting people, but on developing people, that is when we are doing and thriving the way God wants us to. He wants you to exit that ark, whatever it may be, and trust in the grace and provision that he alone offers. You know, God has such a quality of awesomeness and greatness and excellence and sovereignty about him that he is the answer to everything that we could ever need or hope for or desire to be. We find all of that in God, in Jesus Christ. I hope that that blesses you today. Know that if you are lost, confused right now, trying to find your way in life, go to Jesus. Go to Jesus. Go to his word. Go in the gospel messages. Go in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, where they speak of the earthly life of Jesus, his death, burial, and resurrection. Read the book of Acts, how the church started after he ascended into heaven in Acts 1. And read about all of the great things God did through Peter, through Paul, through John, and through the other writers of the New Testament. And you will be amazed at how awesome our God is. Maybe you haven't realized it. Maybe you're just now realizing it. But I believe we're going to continue even into eternity being amazed at how awesome God is. Again, I've said this so many times. C.S. Lewis said the only words he believes we're going to utter in heaven is, oh. Maybe he's onto something there. But I hope you have a blessed day. Know that God loves you and so do I.